Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Let go of some of those things that are holding us back. So we're talking about this process. And the process of change is very difficult, but it's needed. Let me this one. You'll like this next one. I hope you get the next one. The next thing is God has a pastor. Your pastor did not leave. I want you to know that. You're looking at me, Spring. Let me help you out here. The chief shepherd is who? Jesus Christ. That's the pastor. That these guys are under shepherds, under the pastor. I want you to take a look at this verse, and I think it will be clear. This is why I make that statement. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. It says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. We're talking about the chief shepherd. Now, here's another scripture I think that's really good too, is Colossians chapter 1:18. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church. Who is he talking about here? Jesus Christ, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. Your pastor did not leave. Isn't that good to know that whenever he has set the head of the church, he set himself as the head and it never changes. So isn't that fine comfort that we still have a pastor? Because whenever God's word is preached, we can receive something from God's word. So no matter what man takes the pulpit, what we need to do is focus on the chief shepherd and keep our focus on him. Now, the next thing is that God has a promise. He has a promise. And we love these. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God has a promise. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God has a promise. He says this. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Now that conversation there is talking about your manner of living, your life. And it says, and be content, and boy, that's the key right there, with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Wow. So we can find comfort among change because we know he will never leave us. What a promise he gives us. If we simply get into God's word. You know, I posted this thing on Facebook that said this. You know, people always complaining about a silent God is just like complaining about not receiving text messages with your phone turned off. Think about it. We want to hear from God, but we never open the book. We want a message from God, but we're so busy checking our email, our Facebook. God wants to hear a message He wants you to hear a message from Him. And He has tons of it if you simply get in.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.